I will share a little funny anecdote that happened with me during my training in mystery school. I had this very poignant yet humorous relationship with Saint Germain, who helmed the training for the lion's share of my time there. And whenever I would be off in my car or walking a city street or doing something that I already knew, as everyone knows in their heart, the truth, I already knew to be of questionable morals or of questionable integrity, or I already knew was not what God was asking of me, he would just presence himself within me and he would say, if I physically appeared right in front of you right now, would you be able to very proudly and openly say, Lord Saint Germain, let me show you what I'm now saying, or what I'm now doing, or what I'm now wearing. Would you be proud of that as an emissary, of divine light, as a representative of the ascended masters, as a teacher of these principles you espouse? Can you honestly say that you would be 100% comfortable and at ease if I were to physically manifest and witness what you were doing, saying, thinking, feeling, wearing, etc.? And he used to irritate me because I knew the truth before he appeared and said that. And in point of fact, he had manifested because he was there saying it. And I would instantly just realize, no. No, if you were actually standing here, I wouldn't be wearing this or saying this or doing this. Now, does that mean that all of you need to have that level of attunement to divine voice? No. But the truth is, you do already have it anyway. You had it from birth. Everyone has it. And now you also have it very well developed because of your training. So I pass on the gift that he gave to me, I give it to you. Catch yourselves and ask yourselves that question. If my beloved were standing here, whether that beloved is my spouse, my fiancé, or my Lord God, him herself, could I say, I am proud and comfortable with the circumstance I'm now in, and I freely offer it at your feet and say, this is my manifestation of my love and service and devotion in this moment. And if you can, then you're in perfect integrity. And if you cannot, then there's room for growth and expansion into greater love and purity and wholeness. And while I can guide you, source you, catch you, red-handed or through omniscience, either way, ultimately it still is up to you. Because there's always places you can avoid and escape and run and hide, though in effect you can never really hide from yourself, and you can never hide from the truth or from God, because God is with you everywhere. You have a conscience. That conscience is your connection to higher truth, which is your own divinity. And I'm not speaking about God, someone watching over you, catching you and seeing all the bad things you're doing. I'm talking about the part of you within yourself that knows the truth, that knows what is pure, that knows what is loving. Notice I don't use the words right and wrong. I use truth and what is loving and kind and that which reflects the true divinity of you as an expression of love, an expression of God. You know, everybody knows everything in every moment. The rest is all excuses.